Whatever Joe Abbey does, he seems to make a name for himself. As a traveling food salesman, his claim to fame was the single-serving jelly packet. He introduced the product to restaurants and diners in western Pennsylvania in the early 60s. When he worked the local professional wrestling circuit, he went by the name of the Red Demon. A red ski mask concealed his true identity. These days, Joe Abbey is one of Pittsburgh's better-known repo men. And if you're late on your car payments, there's a good chance he'll find you.
Somewhere, somebody is someplace, and he can be found. It just takes time to find him.
One of Joe Abbey's tow trucks found this woman's car a few days earlier and had it towed to a nearby lot. Now she's come to his house, none too happy, to pick up her belongings.
Too many people.
If I was coming to get their car, I'd let them know.
Well, you have to be in his business and then you would understand. Too many people skip on you.
What is that, dog eat dog or something?
Well, they skip on you. They run on you.
Joe Abbey has seen plenty of people skip. One guy made it all the way to Iran with his car. He got away, but others aren't so elusive. Since entering the business in 1965, he's repossessed BMWs from baseball pros and Mercedes from movie stars, as well as the vehicles of lesser-known delinquents. Famous or not so famous, there's almost always an excuse.
The payment was mailed out. It must have got lost in a mail, you know. Many a time we pick these cars up, we find the payments in the car. They never mail them. They don't believe in a 29-cent stamp.
At age 62 and many years out of the wrestling ring, Joe Abbey is still an imposing figure, although a steady diet of kielbasas and chili dogs has begun to take its toll. His shaggy hairstyle could be described as the just slept on look. A licorice-flavored cigar is perpetually clenched between his teeth. And he always seems to be arguing with someone, usually the person on the other end of his mobile phone, which he carries with him at all times.
Ma'am, look, we're in a repossession business. We pick cars up. That's up to the bank and you. Now, we did pick.
It takes a certain type to be in this business. You can't feel sorry for people because they step on you. And not everybody can do it because they just say, oh, I don't have the heart to take the car. Hey, I pay my bills every month. They don't have to call me. I know that I've used their product. I pay it.
Joe Abbey learned about economic realities the hard way as a kid when his parents' home was repossessed during the Great Depression. The recession of the 80s and early 90s was hard on Abbey recovery. His repo business fell off by about 50%, so he now supplements his income with locksmith work and by serving subpoenas. He's turned most of the repo jobs over to his nephew, David, who's 30 years younger. David, he doesn't want his last name on the air, is part owner of Abbey Recovery. He began his apprenticeship under his Uncle Joe at age 16. His first time out was Christmas Eve.
I was just shaking, you know, from what could happen. And I guess the guy pulled a gun on him, and Abbey says, oh, I have a gun too. He says, we're not here to play shoot 'em up. I have to repossess the car. You know, people were asking, well, why on Christmas Eve? Because that's the only time you're home. You got to get them while you can. Thanksgiving dinner, while their mother's in the hospital, wherever.
Now a seasoned veteran, David covers a 150-mile radius of Pittsburgh in his jet black Chevy tow truck. It makes for a long day. Some days he's on the road for 18 hours.
But I enjoy the hunt. It's like a deer hunter. I hunt a different prey.
And during the course of the hunt, David has been threatened, he's had his foot broken, and on occasion, he's been offered bribes.
Anywhere from sex to money. And I don't want any of it. My job is to go out and bring in the car.
Today, David has been on the road for hours with nothing to show for it. Late in the afternoon, he drives to Greensburg, about a half hour southeast of Pittsburgh, in search of a cherry red 1989 Plymouth Voyager with Florida license plates. His only leads are a residential address and a name.
Must be this house right here. Don't see any van on the deck. Park here and sneak up there and see if they live here.
It turns out the parents of the Voyager owner live here. David is looking for their daughter, Donna. The mother, unaware at first who she's talking to, provides directions to Donna's apartment.
Okay. Is she there now?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll go over and see her there.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I have a little surprise for her. Oh, no, you'll give it. Don't give it away now.
But the tow truck gives it away. By the time David arrives at Donna's apartment, just a few blocks away, The mother has telephoned and informed her of the bad news.
Hi, Donna.
Yeah.
I'm here for the credit union.
Okay. I don't have my car here right now.
Okay, where is it at for me to pick up?
My daughter's at the doctor.
Oh, is she? When will she be home?
She should be home anytime.
Anytime? Okay, then we're just going to wait. We're going to have to bring the vehicle in.
That's all right. I just don't have the money right now. There's not much I can do right now.
Okay, like I...
We wait for more than an hour, during which time Donna's mother and father drive up and go inside. David is worried they might be up to something, that they might try to notify Donna's daughter not to come home, or worse.
The old man, he might be some war defect, want to shoot me. This may turn ugly, you never know.
It doesn't turn ugly. The mother and father leave. A little while later, Donna comes out, her eyes red from crying, and tells her story. She's just moved up from Florida with her three kids after a bitter year-long divorce battle.
He's taken me to court because the payment was late. He took me to court because I filed my income tax separately. You name it, he's taken me to court. And it's like, I finally said, please, just let me get out of this state, away from this man, and I never have to see him again.
But David is unmoved. Later, as he sits waiting in his tow truck, he says he's heard it all before.
I've heard so many stories, it's just like the rest of them. I mean, it's the story. I mean, I've had rough times too. And I've had my own car repossessed. Before I started repoing on a regular basis, I did have my car repossessed. I lost everything I owned. What are you going to do? That's how the dice rolled.
A little while later, a red Voyager drives up.
Bingo, here it comes.
After Donna cleans out her belongings and hands over the keys, David backs the Voyager up behind his tow truck, lifts the front wheels, and hauls it away. He says this used to be the hard part. Now it's all in a day's work.
What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to have feelings? If I was to come out here and have feeling for everyone that I do, I wouldn't be able to do the job. I wouldn't be able to live with myself. I mean, there are times when I really go home and I think about it and I think I hate this job because all I'm doing is making everybody else's life miserable along with mine. But then I feel, hey, if it's not me doing it, it's just going to be somebody else. So life goes on.
Life for David and other repo men will pick up if the economy continues to improve. That would mean more auto sales. More vehicles out there for repo men to hunt down and confiscate. I'm Dan Collison.